everyone. I'm Tara Lynn of Geek Saga Entertainment, and welcome to the Geek Saga Show's solo podcast series, Impulsive Hyper Focus. First things first, follow me at A Geek Saga on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, or Twitter for insight into my life and, of course, updates about this and other Geek Saga Entertainment endeavors. And if you want early access to these and other podcast-only recordings, links to personal Spotify playlists, show notes, writing samples, and more, check out the Geek Saga Entertainment Patreon at patreon.com/geeksaga_entertainment. So if you haven't listened to my previous Impulsive Hyperfocus episodes, I start out by highlighting one thing about myself. I've had some technical difficulties with this, so even though I originally recorded an intro and outro maybe a week and a half after Hurricane Helene devastated the Carolinas and parts of Tennessee, I am now re-recording the intro and outro about a week later, yet again, because of those technical difficulties. That said, I still want to note that while my South Carolina home and those of my friends and family are all safe, there are so many people in Western North Carolina and Eastern Tennessee that still need help. So I compiled a few organizations. These are ones that I personally vetted even after hearing about them from trusted sources. And I would like to suggest that if you're able, you donate to any or all of the following. The first one is Brother Wolf Animal Rescue out of Asheville, North Carolina. Their Venmo is at Brother Wolf Animal Rescue, Inc., all run together. Next is Lucky Pup Rescue out of upstate South Carolina. They have Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal, and their usernames for all of those are the same. It's Lucky Pup Rescue SC. Again, all run together. Next up is the Western North Carolina Rural Organizing and Resilience Organization, also known as ROAR. Their PayPal is ruralorganizingandresilience@gmail.com. And finally, the Appalachian Medical Solidarity Organization, their Venmo is at appmedsolid. That's appmedsolid. And I'll also put the other organization's information in the show notes so you can check there if you're not sure about the spelling for the other ones. Just the last one there is a lot easier for me to spell out as I'm recording. And of course, there are tons of other great organizations out there that also need help. So if none of these are your cup of tea, please just make sure that you do your own research before donating, because unfortunately, there are also bad actors. Now, on to some information about my newest Impulsive Hyperfocus episode. Recently, a friend brought up an old blog of mine. It's one that I utilized far more frequently than I've used any blog or website in the past, like, decade or so. And that conversation got me thinking about the inane entries I used to post about just general daily stuff. Like, sure, sometimes I wrote about fun shit. Actually, one of the reasons this friend pinged me was to ask about this 101 in 1001 list that I did back in the early 2010s. And if you're wondering what a 101 in 1001 list is, it's making a list of 101 things that you want to accomplish in 1001 days. And no, I did not totally complete mine. I did go back after this conversation and look into it, and I finished about 70% of the items on that list. But to be fair, many of them were really easy. And I even allowed myself to edit maybe half a dozen of them during the 1001 days in cases where, for instance, something happened that would keep me from completing one as it was written. There were also quite a few items that I didn't complete because they weren't really editable, but that by even a short time into my 1001 days, for one reason or another, they didn't fit with my life or what I wanted from it anymore. To be fair, 1001 days is a pretty long time, especially for someone in their late 20s and very early 30s who is still growing and changing as a person. Anyway, I'm going to stop digressing now. The TLDL, too long didn't listen. Although that makes no sense, because if you're hearing me say this, you totally did listen to all of that, is that thinking about that old blog had been thinking, what the heck, I'll make my next Impulsive Hyperfocus episode a day in the life recording. The easiest way I could come up with for this was to use my phone's notes app to make, I don't want to call it an outline of what I did and like random things that crossed my mind throughout the day, because that wasn't really what it was. I was literally opening up the notes app and just putting little things in throughout the day. I wanted to do it on a weekend and on a day where I didn't have any big plans, because otherwise it wouldn't really be just a basic day in the life. So while I'm re-recording this intro and the outro more than a week after the fact due to aforementioned technological difficulties, the rest of this episode was recorded Sunday night, October 6th. So welcome to, for all intents and purposes, a day's worth of my generic tasks and ramblings. So I hemmed and hawed before starting this recording, but I decided that even though this is a day in the life recording, I'm going to start with late last night, because that's what will cover nearly a full 24 hours of the random shit that I ended up doing and/or that ran through my mind on this given day. Plus, what I ended up working on last night harkens back to something that I mentioned in one of my earlier Impulsive Hyperfocus installments about removing some of my old podcast episodes from RSS feeds. And I feel like I need to give the caveat that I didn't remove any of them to hide them. In fact, they're all still available on my website, just not on outside podcatchers. To be honest, I thought I would end up removing way more than I did, but it was hard enough to make myself remove the 5 or 6 that ended up on the cutting room floor, if you will. In the end, I decided that my very first 2 episodes, one about the cosplay community and the other that was just a catch-all discussion about conventions, were simply out of date, as were a handful of pre-pandemic DragonCon panels that focused on random shows that I haven't written or talked about elsewhere in years and years, if ever. Actually, if you're listening to this and want to take a guess as to which 3 television shows I removed one-off episodes of, or if you want to take the time to dig through and figure all 3 of them out, I'll send the first person who emails a correct answer to ageeksaga@gmail.com a copy of one of my books. So working on my website wasn't the only thing I was up to last night. It being October, I am of course trying to watch some horror shows or movies, and after finding out that my younger stepkid had never seen Haunting of Hill House, we ended up staying up way too late last night watching that, which made it both a productive and fun night, at least until I was getting ready for bed at close to 4 a.m. and we had a short but kind of violent earthquake. Yes, I'm in California right now, and it's kind of like, duh, of course there are earthquakes. But this is the second one we'd had in less than 2 days, and while the other one was short and not quite as high on the Richter scale as this one, I was left a bit, well, shaken, pardon the pun. This meant that as soon as I woke up this morning, I immediately went into research mode, trying to figure out if experiencing 2 so-called moderate earthquakes in such a short period of time was something to be worried about. My anxiety definitely at least somewhat stems from the fact that this is happening in the wake of my other home, upstate South Carolina, suffering from Hurricane Helene. But the thing about hurricanes is that they are generally the evil I know, whereas earthquakes, on the other hand, not so much. Anyway, it turns out that California has seen more earthquakes so far this year than in any year since 1988, so that's fun. I did download an alert app, and I'm just crossing my fingers that I'm able to move back to the East Coast permanently before any really big ones happen, because, well, no thanks on experiencing anything like that. Also, I do feel like I mentioned my anxiety somewhat stems from the fact that this is happening in the wake of Hurricane Helene, even though I, you know, thankfully for my part, was not there in person to experience it. But I also as a child of the 90s, remember the slew of disaster movies that came out. And, you know, some of them were kind of silly. Like, I don't remember if it was called Volcano or if it was called something else, but the one where like a volcano erupts under Los Angeles and stuff. But, and of course, there are all of the tornado movies, Twister, Night of the Twisters. I'm sure there were more than that. Those are just the two that pop into my head. And I feel like having so many disaster movies be like these big blockbuster movies, or at least that's how I remember them when I was a kid and a teenager, and really into my college years as well to an extent, has me just in this high state of anxiety when things like this happen, especially, like I said, if it's something like an earthquake where I don't really know all the things that could possibly happen if there was a really bad earthquake. Whereas with a hurricane, I've lived through enough of them growing up on the East Coast that obviously I'm not saying they're not scary. They absolutely are. And I'm not saying they don't do damage. They absolutely do. But again, it's the evil you know versus the evil you don't. So anyway, obviously this like earthquake and the anxiety it instilled in me was not the best start to my day today, but then the kids all went out for the day, which, much as I love them, is always nice because when they're not around, I can do things like lounge around braless in this insane heat without feeling weird about it. And this is something I never thought I'd have to deal with because I never wanted kids of my own. But now I have stepkids, stepsons specifically, one who is 23 and the other is nearly 18. And the older one's girlfriend has been living with us as well, which is another story for another time. And besides, the braless thing isn't the only perk about them being gone for the day, just the only one I'm going to mention on a publicly available podcast. Wink, wink. Honestly, I could probably do a whole episode just about the things I miss about living alone, or at the very least about having the house to myself for the better part of the day on weekdays, but then I'd probably just end up complaining about how much easier it is to keep things clean and uncluttered when you're on your own, or not having to worry about something you want to eat having been finished off by someone else. And these are common problems for pretty much everyone who lives with another person or people, so probably no need to add my voice to the mix. As for the braless thing, to be honest, I'm not usually one to lounge around braless for the better part of a day, but per my insane heat comment, it's been close to at or over 100 degrees for so long now that I feel like I'm beginning to forget what it feels like to be comfortable between the hours of, say, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m., or to feel even sort of comfortable when walking the dogs or going for a run, which makes me think about this friend of the family who used to wear this like black plastic coat thing when he went running. Granted, this is in Connecticut, so obviously it wasn't like running out here or even in the Southeast, but yeah, I still can't understand why someone would make the choice to go running in something like that. And he did it in the summer, too. Speaking of running and walking my dogs, this was the next little entry on my list of random things I got up to today. There's a park that butts up to our neighborhood here in California that I end up in at least once, usually two or three times a day. And when I was walking the dogs today, I saw this random sock laying in the middle of the path in the park, which got me thinking about why and how we're always finding random things lying around this park. I mean, really, where did that one random sock come from? And of course, I say this having seen more than one scooter, a children's bike, a single kid-sized Croc, or well, maybe it was a knockoff Croc, but whatever, a brand new packet of diet pills, which dangerous. Oh, and one time we found this little rubber snake and Dean pocketed it and brought it home and hid it in the kids' bathroom as a little practical joke that turned into someone, I won't name names, seeing it and freaking out so badly that they fell and hit their head. And thankfully they weren't, you know, really injured because I'll be honest, it was really hard not to laugh a little bit about that, especially as they then tried to get back at us with a different fake snake, but it was so obviously fake and so obviously placed in our bathroom that it just made me laugh more about the situation where we hid the snake and someone was actually scared and fell. And oh my God, am I a bad person for this? I've never been fond of practical jokes, and not just ones that might involve me. I've never liked hearing about or seeing them played on others. It's just not my type of humor. And I realize now that I'm getting really off track. Where was I? Hold on, I gotta look at my phone notes. Okay, it's been way too hot for my summer-loving self, even. I still need to walk my dogs and go running. Nearby park, finding random things in it. Oh, the random things. That's where I think originally lost track of my thoughts here. Because I had made this note about finding random things in the park on the walk with my dogs. And then I went for a run kind of right after that. And I have a bit of longer of a note because on my run, I was actually thinking about how I had to go grocery shopping soon after I got back, or we would have like nothing to eat for dinner. And we do have an ongoing grocery list on our fridge whiteboard, but for some reason, I've been craving a BLT for a couple days now, and I knew that we didn't have like any of the fixings for a BLT on that list. So I'm running, you know, like huffing and puffing through my run in the 100 degree heat, and I'm talk to texting an updated list to Dean, and my brain went into, God, I hate grocery shopping mode. Because, of course, I'd been putting off grocery shopping since, I don't know, at least Thursday, but really probably before. And I was doing it even though we were out of tons of things, including cold brew for my morning coffee, because no way am I making hot coffee in the much aforementioned heat. And, like, does anyone really like grocery shopping? So definitely let me know why, because I absolutely do not. And I don't know if I've ever heard anyone say they do. And actually, this kind of harkens back to things I miss about living alone, because I could literally do a grocery store trip every 3 weeks or so, maybe, and be just fine. Whereas since living in a house with, you know, three other people, I swear I've spent more time in the grocery store the past not quite 4 years than I had for, I don't know, at least the past decade prior to moving out here. And it's actually gotten to the point where I tend to zone out when I'm grocery shopping, because the next thing on my list of random topics was from my grocery trip, because I was looking at my list while I was at the store and questioning whether or not we needed butter, which was not on the list, and I took the chance of not buying it, and thankfully we did not need it. But anyway, I'm standing there trying to remember the butter situation in our fridge, and oh my God, it's like I'm like Doug in the movie Up, seeing a squirrel. But instead of a squirrel, it's butter. Because my brain goes from butter to, where the heck did the term buttery soft come from? You know, the one that Lululemon and LuLaRoe and a huge percentage of bloggers and influencers have overused for the past like 15 years or nearly that. Maybe more, actually. I don't know. Needless to say, we finished our grocery shopping. I came home and made that BLT that I've been craving, because I did remember to pick up those fix-ins. And then I, of course, I'm like pushing off thoughts of how I should do a podcast episode about sandwiches in the vein of my cereal one. I sat down and tried to figure out this brand new burning question, such as it is, about how slash when slash why people started using the term buttery soft. And y'all, despite Googling several different phrases regarding its origins, I was left wanting for a true origin story. And by this time, it was getting late, and I had prep to do for this week's BSG podcast episode on top of recording this before I go to bed, which is, you know, I work East Coast hours, so having to be up at like 6:45 a.m., I go to bed pretty early during the week. But don't worry, I am going to end this day in the life recording with what little information I was able to find about describing things as buttery soft, because while I feel like people have used the word buttery in reference to the feel of really soft leather for a long time, I also feel like this constant use of it didn't enter the general lexicon until the early 2010s, or maybe the late aughts. Listen, I might have been a year or two or even three behind noticing the things are buttery soft trend, just whatever. But back to my admittedly short-lived research. Funny enough, one of the first search results, you know, beyond the usual BS-sponsored results and articles about LuLaRoe's downfall, was from an Australian blog called The Whippet, The August 2023 entry is called Buttery Soft Conspiracy and begins by stating, I started noticing something that's driving me crazy, and I bequeath this curse to you, dear readers. It's the term buttery soft. The creator of the Whippet is named McKinley Valentine, and to them I simply say, don't worry, even before I read that first line of this entry, you weren't alone. I mean, clearly, considering how and why I found the entry, but listen, as someone who hyper-focuses on random things, I know how nice it is to hear you aren't alone in your seemingly random and sudden need to know way more than you probably need to know about something as silly as why people use, or rather overuse, the term buttery soft. The conclusion this writer came to was that Lululemon, which was founded in 1998, might not have coined this description, but they certainly popularized it. Although apparently a similar phrase, buttery smooth, had been being overused in the software and tech world since maybe the early 2000s. Also, somewhat random aside, apparently the softness of butter is determined by its fat composition. Butter with a lower proportion of unsaturated fatty acids is softer than butter with more saturated fatty acids. Also, when people talk about buttery soft fabrics, and probably most specifically leggings, the fabric they're talking about is likely a double brushed poly fabric. Double brush meaning that it's brushed after milling, which softens the fibers, giving the fabric that soft feel. Oh, and it's apparently often called butter jersey, but after a couple additional searches trying to figure out when that term was coined led to nothing but basic descriptions of the fabric type, my interest in this whole subject quickly waned because, again, other things to do tonight, including actually recording this completely all over the place episode. And again, like I already mentioned, I really have to get into my research for my next Battlestar Galactica webcast, which includes watching a few episodes. And I always take some notes, do some online comparisons. I won't finish it all tonight, but I do need to at least start it because that webcast is happening in a couple days. And yeah, it's already getting late on Sunday night. So I am off to do these things and hopefully not go to bed too late and hopefully get some okay sleep, despite the fact that our new cat is a nighttime opera singer of sorts. And that was all I got for my day in the life recording, though I suppose it was more like a day of my random thoughts. But if that doesn't fit the whole impulsive hyperfocus theme, what does, right? As with previous episodes in this series, I'm going to end with a question. How do you feel about using buttery soft as a way to describe fabrics? Actually, I guess one more question, just because I've mostly seen it ascribed to leggings. Have you watched the Lula Rich documentary on Amazon Prime? And if so, what were your thoughts? I've seen it and it was definitely interesting, though I do wish they'd had a few more people on who were brought on later in the LuLaRoe game and never saw the success they were promised due to the company's seemingly swift downfall. And I also have to admit that documentaries like Lula Rich, Bad Vegan, Tiger King, the one about Fire Festival, whatever its full name is, you know, the ones about con artists, scam artists, whatever you want to call them, always bring to mind some experiences I've had with a very similar situation. So if you've never heard about the still non-existent Star Trek fan film Axanar, the $1 million+ raised to make it over a decade ago, and all of the drama that has ensued because it still has yet to be released. I've written about it at length on my ageeksaga.com blog. I have a handful of TikTok videos about it that are also available on YouTube in a specific playlist. And I discussed it on episode 90 of this podcast. So if those types of documentaries interest you, definitely check out that content of mine. Finally, I just want to give a shout out to our Heroes Tier patron, Tommy of the TKOK Podcast Network. Thanks so very, very much to Tommy for his longtime support of Geek Saga Entertainment. And if you actually stuck this one out through the end, thank you. I hope you'll tune in for future Impulsive Hyper-focused episodes, most of which will almost certainly be, well, way more focused than this one was. That said, if you have any thoughts on personal stories of mine you're interested in hearing, or any particular rants or rambles you'd like me to go on, send me a DM at ageeksaga on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, or Twitter. Or again, email ageeksaga@gmail.com. Also, definitely follow me on the aforementioned social media accounts for the most current news and updates about this series. And please consider backing our Patreon at patreon.com/geeksaga_entertainment for early access to not just these impulsive hyper-focus episodes, but also to our currently airing Media That Made Us series on Battlestar Galactica that I've mentioned a couple times, or at least did in the day in the life portion of this recording.